start at the beginning. It was about 1946. The war was ended. The reserve units were set up, and there was a man working in Hollywood, worked in the movie business, and he was a major reservist. And his wife came up one Christmas and told him she had a doll, and she wanted him to find an organization that would distribute it to a child that needed a toy for Christmas. He couldn't find any. So she said, well, start one. Being the doting husband, that's just exactly what he did. In 1947, he got his reserve unit together. They started the Toys for Tots program in Los Angeles and provided 5,000 toys for kids. And the Marine Corps was so impressed with it that they adopted the program for all the reserve units around the country. And it's just grown since then.
And here it is all these years later, but it's still basically the same fundamental idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Get toys and get them to the kids.
Right. We collect new unwrapped toys, which in the beginning they did do some repairs on toys. Mm-hmm. But it's been quite a few years now. I've been with this program for 21 years, and it's new and unwrapped toys. And the more we can provide, the better job we can do for the children, the more hope it gives them for a brighter future.
So you have drop-off locations around the area. How does it work?
Yes, we have drop-off locations at all the major stores, Walmart, Shopko. We have the car dealers all involved in a competition this year for a trophy. And all the new car dealers are involved, and it looks like we're going to do pretty good by this.
So is there a set schedule? I mean, obviously you're looking to do it around the holidays here, but what? When do you distribute usually?
Well, normally this distribution is going to be about the middle of December.
Okay.
So we're looking at getting most everything we can in by the 10th of December this year, which is a little bit earlier than normal.
I was going to say that seems a little bit... But just to get it done and get it taken care of.
Right, we will be collecting up until December 22nd, though.
Yeah, so for people that want to contribute, they need to look for these boxes in various areas. But also, I'm sure you'd be happy to help them as well if they can't get to maybe one of the boxes or something, right?
Oh, yes. If they call me at 906-361-6106, I will be happy to get somebody to take care of them, or I will take care of them and take care of whatever they need to do.
Bob Bannon with us in the studio, coordinator on a local level for the Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program. And you mentioned, Bob, that you've got sort of a competition going between some of the car dealers, and you've got drop-off locations around. Obviously, you take most any decent kid's toy, new, and so on and so forth, but, you know, probably some of the standard things, right, that you're looking for.
Well, we're looking at things. The things we come up short every year are like the 2 to 3 year old toys. For some reason, people will buy for babies, they'll buy for kids. It's easy to buy for kids, and I can do it myself, too. Mm-hmm. Between 5 and 12 years old, it's real easy. And then we got the group from 12 to 16 that we have trouble covering. Mm-hmm. And it challenges me to find something that the 12 to 16-year-old is going to enjoy universally.
So if someone's going to maybe go and pick up an item or something like that from a store and they want to donate it or something like that, pay attention to what, you know, the age bracket maybe the toy is designed for, because those toddler age and then maybe starting to get into the teen years, you're looking for those.
Right, right. Those are the areas we keep coming up short in every year.
Where are, again, some of the drop-off box locations?
Okay, we've got drop-off boxes at Best Buy, Big Lots, Brown Store and Gwynn. Carpet Specialist and Ishmin jumped on board this year for the first time. Family Video, Gunner's Tattoo, and UP Home Health, Hospice and Private Duty. That one's too long for me to say.
Thought you did a great job with that, actually.
We have boxes at the UP Medical Center, Public Library, Peter White Public Library. Perkins Restaurant is putting on a big drive right now. They're giving like 20% off to customers who bring in a toy. And they're going to run that program. They were just going to run it this weekend, but they're going to run it right through Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So that ought to be a big plus for us. We have Mersey Doats, Marquette General Hospital, of course. M Bank has been a supporter from day one, both banks. And they member us on their marquee and get us.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that on their sign in particular. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It sounds like you pretty much anywhere you go around here in this region, you're going to see a Toys for Tots box, and that's kind of the idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. To get them out there where people can see them and be reminded to help us out if they can and be able to find a place to drop the toys off.
And I think, Bob, another thing that should be said is those toys stay right here in
yes,
the central
they do.
UP.
We keep all
you're
our
helping
collections
out your friends
in Marquette
and neighbors.
County. And we distribute all of our toys in Marquette County.
So you're helping out your friends and neighbors.
Right, right. And that's what it's all about, I think. Mm-hmm.
So the process then is you pick these up and you say about mid-December you're going to be distributing those. How do you go about that real quick?
Well, normally we have St. Vincent's do most of our distribution because they work with the Salvation Army and everybody else. So they know who's in line and they can take care of it. We have other organizations that will ask us for toys for different groups, and we will take care of them on an as-needed basis.
Okay.
We also have some other pluses.
Go ahead.
Yeah. My wife and I just went down to Green Bay Saturday and Sunday because the Toys for Tots Foundation, Toys R Us, is a major supporter. And the money that they collect for us is distributed to all the units around the country. And if they'll give it an allotment, and if I can get to a Toys R Us store, they will give us, like this year, they gave us $3,000 to spend, which for me is worth the drive down to Green Bay.
Yeah,
that sounds like a lot.
And then the Toys for Tots Foundation also has a supplemental toy system where they've sent us like 800 and some toys this year so far from different distributors.
And that really, I'm sure, helps out with the overall drive.
Yes, it does. It does.
Well, it always brings, I'm sure, a great smile to a kid's face when they're able to get a new toy, especially here around Christmas time. And, it's a good program that you're doing. Again, phone number for people if they want to find out more locally, they want to get a hold of you. What is the number?
It'd be 906-361-6106. And if people want to jump online to toysfortots.org, there are contact points there. There are places you can donate money that will come right to our program in Marquette County.